At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, September 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 6.7% this week, according to Freddie Mac, the highest level in more than 15 years. The recent surge in mortgage rates follows a series of interest rate increases from the Federal Reserve, which has raised rates five times this year in an effort to rein in inflation. And Fed officials have indicated more increases are likely in the months ahead. Concerns over inflation, as well as the impact of higher interest rates on economic growth, fueled a sell-off on Wall Street. By late morning, the Dow Jones Industrials had lost most of yesterday's gains. It was down about 500 points, or 1.7%. The S&P 500 had lost more than 2%, and the Nasdaq was more than 3% lower. And NATO has formally blamed sabotage for a series of leaks on the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines between Russia and Europe. While NATO did not provide details or evidence, the military alliance said any attacks on its members' infrastructure would be met with a collective response. Neither pipeline currently supplies natural gas to Europe. In February, Germany halted one after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Russia turned off flows in the other earlier this month. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.